Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Well, the new operating model from Garda Síochána is thought to be the biggest restructuring of the force in modern times. 19 mini police forces is how the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris described the new model. The Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, joins me. Minister, good evening to you.
Evening, Mary.
You've welcomed the announcement today, but what difference is it going to make? It's a question I asked earlier. The difference it's going to make to communities and to the policing in communities around the country.
Yeah, I think the big difference will be availability and visibility of on Garda Síochána. And remember, these changes are coming following a number of years of consideration. The Garda Inspectorate, the landmark report of the Commission on Future Policing in Ireland, the Garda Commissioner taking up his position this time last year and embarking on a tour of the country, listening to people, listening to communities. So the big difference will be the provision of more visible Gardaí on the front line who will be protecting and supporting the people across the country.
Will that happen, though? Visibility and availability, that requires bodies, that requires Gardaí on duty in communities. And Antoinette Cunningham, Garda Sergeant, and the AGSI, she's concerned about recruitment, and that even this year you've cut already from 800 to 600 the numbers being recruited. And the other issue is geography.
Really isn't true. Sorry.
Is it not true? Have you not cut numbers?
No, investment. And I listened closely to Antoinette. In fact, as Minister for Justice, I work closely with the representative bodies. Antoinette speaks of the figures in 2009, and she's right. We need to remember, Mary, that we have come through an extraordinary difficult period in the finances of our country, where Garda recruitment was stopped, where Temple Moor was closed. All that's now changed. And my job as Minister for Justice is to ensure adequate investment. And this year, for example, we see a record investment of 1.76 billion euro to Garda Síochána. And these changes are being introduced by Drew Harris and his team at a time of record investment. And I'm very keen to ensure that that continues, as well as the 1.76 billion euro, which will allow for the type of recruitment that this plan envisages.
Okay, will you clarify the numbers? The numbers of new Gardaí being recruited this year. Will you clarify the numbers?
No, but what has happened is the figures have gone from 800 to 600, but what Antoinette hasn't factored in is 200 further civilian deployees. The importance of ensuring that Commissioner Harris and his team maximise the availability of what they have, the resource, the human resource, which is on Garda Síochána. As Minister, I have the full backing of government for our plan, ambitious as it is, to have 21,000 members of on Garda Síochána by the year 2021, which is in 2 years'
time. Okay, but she's right then.
15,000 sworn members, there'll be the civilian staff, which are extremely important, and the Garda Reserve.
Absolutely, but she is right when she said the expectation was 800 new members of an Garda Síochána. You're saying that it's 600 plus 200 civilian members.
Exactly, which is 800.
I know it's 800, but it's not what she anticipated.
Well, it's 800.
And it's not what she understood to be promised.
It's ensuring, Mary, that the ambitious government plan of investment will yield by the year 2021, just before the centenary of an Garda Síochána, that we will have a Garda service comprising 21,000 people.
When did you shift the goalposts from full members to civilian members?
No, there's no such thing as actually shifting the goalpost. What Commissioner Harris did when he became Garda Commissioner last year was have a look at our recruitment, and he opted for 600 new recruits this year plus 200 civilian people. What we need to do, and what I'm very keen as Minister for Justice working with the Garda Síochána management team, is to ensure that Gardaí are working on a daily a nightly basis at what they're best trained and equipped to do. And that is frontline policing, local community policing, availability and visibility. And that's the bulwark of this plan.
Reducing the number of divisions to 19, will divisional Garda stations now close as a result of this change?
No. We have currently about 564 Garda stations. Not envisaged that any of these will close.
But if you take, if you look at the geography, you're going to see regions or divisions, I should say, Mayo linking up with Longford and Roscommon. Your own area, Laois and Offaly, joining with Kildare. Where will the headquarters be?
The headquarters will be worked out, but it's not about headquarters. It's about the availability of Gardaí, a further 1,800 frontline Gardaí serving communities, protecting people from harm. It's not about management teams in offices,
Will it be about Minister, politicians like yourself now, with influence as Minister for Justice, being able to fight to make sure that the divisional headquarters is in Port Laois or in some other town in Laois, as opposed to in Kildare or in Offaly, and similarly in the Tipperary, Clare area or in the Mayo,
Longford, Roscommon area. Has been that the Garda Commissioner and his or her management team have not been given the appropriate powers. I welcome what the Garda Commissioner has done. I acknowledge the expertise of the Garda Commissioner and his team. I acknowledge the independent expert plans of the last couple of years, the Garda Inspectorate, the Commission of Future Policing. This isn't political policing. This is allowing the Garda Commissioner and his team get on with the job. Crime trends change. They change from the 1950s to 1970s. They change from the 1970s to now. We want to ensure that while our local Garda complement continues to be rooted in community, that there is the expertise, for example, to deal with cybercrime, to deal with the growing and challenging area of sexual offences, which we need to tackle head on, and also economic crime. So we need the expertise at local level, and we're going to get that under these new divisions.
And these mini police forces, as they've been described, the new divisions, is it key that these divisions, they will have their chief superintendent in charge, but will these divisions have control of their budget to be able to allocate resources as best suits the division that they're running?
Yes, and that is one of the big differences, that we're seeing the shifting of power and decision-making from Garda headquarters in Dublin to chief superintendents who will lead the divisions closer to communities that serve. I don't like the word force, by the way. I don't believe that an Garda Síochána is a force. I believe it's a service. And what we will see under this plan is a greater level of service for communities at local level from on Garda Síochána, and I as Minister need to ensure that the record level of investment continues from government. And
How the budget will be carved up then in terms of, say, you know, Kildare, Laois, Offaly division and the division of Tipperary and Clare, and then the Dublin division? How will budgets be allocated?
I don't have that type of detail.
I know, but that is important, because will it mean chief superintendent is going to have to pitch for their budget, or will there be an allocation from the centre?
Well, there'd be an allocation from the centre in accordance with the needs of the area. If you look at the new 19 divisions, you will see that there's in or about 800 Garda personnel within each district. I don't subscribe to the county by county view. If you take, for example, as you put to me, my own area of Laois, Offaly, the fact that the headquarters was in Port Laois hasn't ever meant that policing in Offaly has lost out. Similarly, in terms of Cavan Monaghan, so this isn't about officers and managers.
Nonetheless, the areas you will accept,
it's
Minister.
It's about ensuring that Garda Station. It's about ensuring that the 564 Garda stations around the country are equipped.
The areas
and I'm providing
are much
the capital
now.
Investment to ensure, for example, this year we'll have a further 300 Garda vehicles for communities.
The areas are much bigger now. The distance between, say, the top of Donegal, the Inishowen Peninsula, down to the Sligo Roscommon border, it is a much bigger area. In any event, chief superintendents are going to lose their jobs. Superintendents are going to lose their jobs. There's a need for a severance package. Is it my understanding and reports at the weekend that superintendents, chief superintendents, have already rejected a severance package on offer?
No, there are ongoing discussions in industrial relations between the Garda Commissioner and the chief superintendents. I understand from the Commissioner who I met yesterday, is meeting the chiefs next week. I expect there will be progress made in that regard. But I don't want to see an exaggerated level of attention given to the withdrawal of chief superintendents. We have at the moment 45 chief superintendents. We have about 160 superintendents. The vast majority and bulk of those will continue to provide leadership up and down the country at communities.
Just one final question for you on Brexit and the border. Garda Commissioner is saying today that he is determined to keep Ireland in safe hands, but he said things will not be the same in terms of criminal justice cooperation. Do you share those concerns?
He's right, and I do. And I believe it's absolutely essential that the North-South cooperation continues as it has in recent years. I think there's no better man to lead that than Drew Harris himself as Garda Commissioner, who has widespread experience dealing with issues in Northern Ireland. I heard the Chief Constable, Simon Byrne, this morning, and I'm anxious to ensure that in practical terms, even in the event of there being a no-deal Brexit, that we can be as prepared as possible. And that's what I'm working towards.
But he did say, I think, that if, you know, in a no-deal, for sharing of information, the treaty we fall back in was written in 1959.
Yeah, he's right. In fact, the 1957 Council of Europe Extradition Convention will be applied by order, having regard to the fact that if there's a no-deal Brexit, on the 31st of October, that the European arrest warrant falls.
Yes.
We need to ensure that we can mitigate any difficulties or consequent damage that arises. But this is a challenge, Mary, and it's a challenge that we shouldn't underestimate.
We leave it there. Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan, thank you very much. The Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice and equality, Martin Kenny, is on the line as well. Martin Kenny, you were listening to the minister there. We're going to have more policing on the front line and more targeted policing as well. He doesn't like the word force, but a new policing for a new time.
Well, look, I mean, first of all, the new operational model that has been announced today, I think, is broadly welcome from the point of view that it is something that has been proposed by a number of various agencies and bodies that have looked at all this over a number of years, because we've had huge problems with policing in this country, as we're all aware, and very acutely aware in many areas. That said, and, you know, the emphasis on community policing, the reduction in administrative duties, all of that, and more Gardaí going to frontline services, all of that is very welcome, and it's what people want to see and have been calling out for years, and particularly in many areas in rural Ireland, they've been calling out for more Gardaí on the ground. However, the problem we've got with all of this is that we don't see any additional resources for to deliver it. And that's the big issue that I was waiting to hear Charlie Flanagan mention, as to where and how additional resources were going to come from, because so far all we've heard is a redeployment of the existing resources that are there. Now, we know that across vast areas of the country, we have huge problems with Garda stations closed, with Garda stations that haven't got, for instance, 20% of Garda stations in rural Ireland don't even have broadband. At the moment, we have a situation where I think in many of the Garda stations around the country, there's lower staffing levels right now than there was in 2014 when Temple Moor opened again. So, you know, those problems need to be addressed. And to make that happen, we need to get additional resources put in there. We also need additional expertise, Mary, and that's one of the things that I think when you stand back and you look at this, basically superintendents from now on are not going to be given geographical areas to look after. They're going to be given sectors within the Gardaí to look after, and one of those sectors is about community policing, and that is vitally important. But the expertise required for to be able to do the job properly there may not be exactly something that some superintendents are up to the mark on.
The Minister did also say that in terms of these new divisions, they will have more autonomy. They will have more control over their budgets and targeting the money where it's needed. In terms of your own area, your constituency
yes.
is Sligo Leitrim. It'll now include Donegal. And
that's
do
right.
you have any concerns, or do you believe that
well,
will
is,
work in terms of its size and the reach
area.
For its chief superintendent?
It is a vast area. I mean, it runs from Malinhead in the top of Donegal right down to Drummond on the Longford border. You know, it's a huge, huge, diverse area. And while that's is as it may be, to make that work, what you need is you need additional resources, and you need to make sure that the expertise are in place. And so far, we don't see those expertise being put in place. And what I hear from the minister is that the extra Gardaí that are going to be taken from desk duty and going out on the beat is going to solve that problem. I think it'll take more than that.
Mm.
I think it's recognised by all the Garda organisations that it's going to take more than that. I mean, the GRA have come out while they've sort of welcomed it, and they're saying, you know, they're wait and see, that it's not the final word on it. You know, they're a little bit sceptical as as well. Many people, I think, are more sceptical than anything else about where the resources are going to come from.
Okay, what about the border?
Unless we see, like, it's all right to say that they're going to have autonomy over the money they have, but if they don't have enough money, it doesn't matter what autonomy they have over it. And that's the problem we've got up to now.
What about the border area? We had four divisions. There's now going to be two divisions with the backdrop we have of recent robberies, recent attacks in that region. Will this model work?
Well, it has to be wait and see, if you like, whether it works or not. I mean, if we see more Gardaí on the beat in the community, that's what will make the difference. I mean, what we need to see, and I make the analogy between the Garda and the local GP or the district nurse, if you like, that they're part of the community, that they know everyone in the community, and the community know and trust them. That has been withdrawn from most communities in rural Ireland, and particularly in border areas, over the past probably 10 to 15 years. We need to see that coming back. And if that comes back, that will go a long way to making people feel safe and actually be safe. And that's what we want to do. We want a Garda force, or a Garda service, as the Minister has rightly pointed out, is the way we need it to go, rather more a service and less a force. And we need that service for it to be a service that engages with people, works with people, and actually makes people feel safer and ensures that we prevent crime rather than just reacting to it, because that's unfortunately what has been happening in a lot of rural areas before up to now.
Martin Kenny, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice and equality, thank you for your time this evening.